Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Cracking the Habit Code, 21 Days to Keeping Your Resolutions. I'm Christine Carter, and we're on day 19, which is make rules for yourself. Now, I know many of you already think I'm unbearably rigid and with all these worksheets and ways to get yourself into new habits. It seems a little highly structured from some people. I know. I hear it all the time. And now I'm telling you to make rules for yourself, which is another way to create structure for yourself so that you are successful in keeping your resolutions. So bear with me, even if you bristle a little at that. It's, I think, pretty natural to bristle when somebody tells you to make rules, especially now that you're an adult and don't necessarily need rules. Okay, so what I'm talking about is making rules for yourself for how you'll behave or what you'll do in certain situations. So let me tell you about a few rules that I have for myself or my family. So no smartphones or iPads are allowed in our kitchen. It occurs to me as I say this that not everybody follows this rule all the time in my household. I think I might need to post a sign or something. But the idea here is that certainly no smartphones or iPads are allowed in the dining room. If we're eating in the kitchen, also in the kitchen. And it's because I myself find myself very distracted by it. So I spend a lot of time and effort thinking about our meal times and what we're going to eat and making the time for us all to be together. And it is kind of a downer if somebody has been sucked in to an app or whatever. They're just not very present when we're supposed to be all together in the kitchen making dinner or cleaning up after dinner. So to me, this was something I found myself. I was really trying to be more mindful with my time with my kids and less short-tempered at the end of the day when I was exhausted. And simply having my phone charging in the kitchen was a problem for me because I could see when emails were popping up on it. So I actually have a technology-free – once every 3 months I go for a month, I take my email off my phone so that I am not distracted by that in the kitchen or in other places. I also, by the way, another rule that I don't have listed up here that is incredibly helpful for me is that my computer automatically turns itself off at 9 o'clock. So I kind of have this rule that I try and tell people about. I'm not going to check my email. I'm not going to be on my computer after 9 p.m. And the people who work with me definitely know that this is true. Even if I'm tempted to, my computer prompts me. It turns itself off at 9 p.m. or it tries to turn itself off if I'm working on it. Another rule we have in our family is that my kids are not allowed to do after school activities that take place during dinner time, even if it's like a really special gymnastics class that they really want to take. Or, you know, I just found that it just ruined dinner for me if I was – obviously it ruined dinner for me if I was, you know, stuck in traffic on the 80 – at 6:30 when everybody was tired and cranky. And so to just make a rule, you know, you can do after school activities, but just not ones that take place during dinner time. It has created a lot of peace in my household. Another one, which is a resolution I'm working on right now and will really ramp up for me when I'm in the thick of writing a new book, when I go into the book writing bubble is what I think of it as, is that a rule I'll have for myself is that I'll write or do nothing else for the first 90 minutes of each workday. So I talked a little bit about this yesterday, about the do nothing, having a do nothing rule. I actually, when I'm trying to write a book, have that. I wish I had 4 hours, like the author that I quoted from yesterday did. But for me, usually I end up writing more than 90 minutes, but I have that 90 minutes cleared without distraction. So the reason that we're doing this is that this is just another way of making a plan or dealing with challenges. It's just a little broader framing. So we've already talked a lot about implementation strategies. So if X, then Y. If my hip hurts while I'm walking to the mailbox, then I will walk 5 more steps. That's an implementation strategy. And we've been, you know, kind of subtly working on them all along. Especially in the class on making pre-decisions. So this is another way of pre-deciding something, you know, but it's kind of global in nature. It's just a little bit broader. You may have already made rules for yourself. And if you have, you're ahead of the curveball on this. So you might have a rule for yourself that you're not going to buy Doritos anymore because you try not to eat junk food, or I don't know what your rules might be. I'd be really interested to see them in the comments, things that you already had come up with. What have you already decided ahead of time? You know, just as a reminder, it's really important to make whatever decisions you can make ahead of time so that when you're willpower is depleted, or you're faced with temptation, you don't have to draw on that self-control, that high energy decision-making in the moment. This strategy really works because it helps us make a leap towards doing something really automatically. So it's like pre-programming the automatic response ahead of time with a rule. That structure is hugely helpful for a lot of people. So what I want you to do is take a moment right now. What rules can you put into place that will help you keep your resolution? What can you pre-decide? What implementation strategy do you need? So you may have actually already made, you know, answered some of these questions on previous days. I want you to go back and think, like, what pre-decisions have really worked? And you might not need to add anything else at this point. You can just sort of give yourself a little high five that you've already made some pre-decisions that are rules that are really working. You know, maybe you're trying to get more sleep and you need to make a rule for yourself that you will close the bedroom door at 9:30 p.m. or that you will start getting ready for bed at a certain time. So a lot of these things can just try and enforce other things that you've already been trying to do. Now, the last thing that I want you to do is to make your rules public. So you could, I put that in quotations because you could take me literally here and literally make your rules public, right? Like just put it, just use this classroom to say what your rules are. That will be really inspiring to people. This is a great community of people who I know will really appreciate hearing what your rules are, or if you're in the Facebook page, putting it up there. But I think it's also important to make them privately public too, in the sense that if any of these rules are going to impact anybody that you live with, or there are members of your cabinet that can really support you in keeping these rules, you're going to be a lot more successful in keeping them if you tell people. So it's one thing for me to say, I'm not going to work after 9 p.m. or be on my computer at all. And it's quite another thing to be able to, you know, to tell all my coworkers, hey, I don't check my email after 9 p.m., period, ever. So if you do email for me after 9 p.m., either it's a total emergency or you should feel free to give me a little email smackdown, you know, say I'm not going to read this from you right now because this is something that's really important to you and getting enough sleep. All right, everyone. I hope you had fun today. I'm looking forward to tomorrow as well. We are rounding the corner, just a couple days left of this course in how to keep your resolutions. So stick with it for a couple more days. I'm looking forward to it.